Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of this meeting to order. First order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proof of publication has been received in Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the State of Louisiana, from the Advocate Official Journal for the State of Louisiana, and from the respective parish journals as evidence of fact number 42980 through 43017 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30, Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letter of protest, or no letters of protest for today's sale. Notification of the tract to be withdrawn. Tract number 43013 will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up in the nomination and tract committee meeting. If there are any bids on this tract, they will be returned at the conclusion of today's board meeting. And we will proceed with the opening of the bids.
Good morning. We received two sealed bids labeled 42291 and 42292. These bids were not advertised. These tract numbers were not advertised for today's lease sale. So what we'll do at this time, we'll open the bid and we'll see what the bid form has to say. The first sealed bid with the envelope reading 42291 is actually for 42991, which was a tract advertised for today's lease sale. We will put it in numerical order and read the bid at the appropriate time. The second sealed bid was in an envelope labeled 42292. And the bid form reads 42992, which was an advertised tract for today's lease sale. It too will be put in numerical order and read at the appropriate time. We did not receive any bids on track 42980. We did receive one bid on track 42981, advertised as 1,160.34 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 200.08 acres. The bidder is Success Energy, LLC. Success Energy, LLC, a bid for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $63,039.21. $63,039.21, or a per acre value of $315.07. Annual rentals are $31,519.61. $31,519.61. Royalties are 22.25%. We did not receive any bids on track 42982 through 42986. We did receive one bid on track 42987, advertised as 480 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 279 acres. The bidder is Charleston Energy, Inc. Charleston Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,954. $9,954, or a per acre value of $326. Annual rentals are $45,477. $45,477. Royalties are 20%. We did not receive any bids on track 42988. We did receive one bid on track 42989, advertised as 154 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $32,340. $32,340, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $16,170. $16,170. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42990, advertised as 1,133 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 25 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a five-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,250. $5,250, or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $2,625. $2,625. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 42991, advertised as 2,499.92 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 43.74 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,966.70. $8,966.70, or a per acre value of $205. Annual rentals are $4,484. $4,484. Royalties are 21%. We received two bids on track 42992, advertised as 2,500 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 110.44 acres. The bidder is Merit Energy Services, LLC. Merit Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $22,640.20. $22,640.20, or a per acre value of $205. Annual rentals are $11,321. $11,321. Royalties are 21%. The second bid Contract 42992. Is for a portion. The bid is for 299.85 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $263,305.95. $263,305.95. Or a per acre value of $887. Annual rentals are $131,652.98. $131,652.98. Royalties of 25.5%. We received two bids on track 42993, advertised as 1,273 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 492.8 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $437,113.60. $437,113.60. Or a per acre value of $887. Annual rentals are $218,556.80. $218,556.80. Royalties are 25.5%. The second bid, on track 42993, is for a portion containing 267 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $81,969, or a per acre value of $307. Annual rentals are $40,984.50. $40,984.50. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on 42994 or 42995. We did receive one bid on track 42996, advertised as 1,308 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 533 acres. The bidder is Swift Energy Operating, LLC. Swift Energy Operating, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $307,914.10. $307,914.10. Or a per acre value of $577.70. Annual rentals are $153,957.05. $153,957.05. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 42997 through 43002. We did receive one bid on track 43003, advertises 268 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 32 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $18,432. $18,432. Or a current value of $576. Annual rentals are $9,216. $9,216. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid, contract 43004, advertised as 1,804.71 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 19.75 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $41,198.50. $41,198.50, or a per acre value of $2,086. Annual rentals are $20,599.25. $20,599.25. Royalties are 25.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts, 43005 through 43007. We did receive one bid on tract 43008, advertised as 1,409 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 50 acres. And the bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $33,800. $33,800. Or a per acre value of $676. Annual rentals are $16,900. $16,900. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43009. We did receive one bid on track 43010, advertised as 1,353 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 231.49 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $156,487.24. $156,487.24, or a per acre value of $676. Annual rentals are $78,243.62. $78,243.62. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on track 43011, 12, and we're recommending that track 43013 be withdrawn from today's lease sale. We did receive one bid on track 43014, advertised as 1,937 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 120 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $39,120. $39,120 on a per acre value of $326. Annual rentals are $19,560. $19,560. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 43015, advertises 2,084 acres. The first bid is for a portion containing 218 acres. The bidder is Gray Production Company. Gray Production Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $60,822. $60,822. Or a per acre value of $279. Annual rentals are $30,411. $30,411. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 43015 is for a portion containing 72 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $55,224. $55,224. Or a per acre value of $767. Annual rentals are $27,612. $27,612. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 43016, advertises 256 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Quest Exploration, LLC. Quest Exploration, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $89,600. $89,600. Or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $44,800. $44,800. Royalties are 20%. We received one bid on track 43017, advertises 639 acres. The bid is for the entire tract, and the bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $134,190. $134,190. Or a per acre value of $210. Annual rentals are $67,095. $67,095. Royalties are 25%. And that will complete the opening and reading of the bid for today's reset.
We will adjourn the opening of the bid meeting. The committee meetings will begin around 9:30. Thank you.
Good morning. Before we get started with the committee meetings, Mr. Fontenot needs to make a correction to one of the bid openings.
Thank you, Ms. Callen. We received two bids on tracks 4299 to advertise as 2,500 acres. The second bid by Oil Land Services was for a portion bid. I read the bid as 299.85 acres, when in fact, the bid read 296.85 acres, and the record should change to reflect that the portion bid by Oil Land Services on track 42992 was for 296.85 acres.
Thank you, Mr. Fontenot. We'll let funds review.
This is Sierra. Mr. Arnold, present. Mr. G.
Here.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Ehead.
Here.
Mr. Marks.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Ms. Smith. Mr. Graves. Mr. Brown. We have four. I hereby convene the Richard Group Committee meeting. I designate Mr. Bradbury as the deputy.
Good morning, Chairman Smith, members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All board members should have in their binder containing information related to the agenda. The lease review portion of it for geological and engineering staff review. There are 1,889 active leases covering approximately 841,000 acres. GME staff reviewed since the last board meeting 150 leases covering approximately 85,000 acres. Today there are no leases to discuss in more detail. For the force majeure agenda, we'd like to request, there's a request that was received from Stone Energy for recognition of force majeure condition affecting state leases 14498, 15310, 15970, 16255, 16256, 16257, and 18603 due to a Tennessee gas pipeline facility that was damaged during Hurricane Isaac, which is now under repair. And this event, a Tennessee company determined that they had to shut down the facility on September 4th. So we're asking for recognition of force majeure for 90 days on that. The second matter the staff would like to bring before the board today is consideration of extending recognition of a force majeure for recognizing a new force majeure for operating agreement A0311 for the Saratoga and Harvest Group. Staff has reviewed this based upon additional information has been presented to the staff. We believe it's in the best interest of the state to extend recognition of the force majeure for another 90 days. There are representatives here with the Harvest Group in Saratoga.
Good morning, P.J. Goodwin, counsel for Saratoga Resources. With me is the CEO, Tom Cook, in from Houston today, and also the Vice President of Operations, Brian Daigle. And we do appreciate the staff's recommendation to extend force majeure. 90 days would be ideal. The change in circumstances is that Hurricane Isaac caused a lot of sand and silt to flow into the area, and so in addition to the reavailability issue, there is now a dredging program that needs to be undertaken, and analysis of going about that is underway. So the company respectfully requests a force majeure extension of 90 days, and we certainly appreciate the staff's looking at the change of circumstances as presented to them.
I would like to say one thing. The original force majeure that we're currently under was due to rig availability. This was granted back in August 2nd. Well, since that time, Hurricane Isaac struck and it silted up the location, and now is the need for dredging, so they have to get a dredging permit. That was the reason when the rig, we were not informed of the condition that they didn't need a revenue permit until today. So that's why we're now recommending new force majeure be granted because of the inaccessibility of the location and the need for actual
location. So the question is, where do we have both of these issues? Is this still being addressed and needs to be done?
At current time, correct.
How long does it take to get a revenue permit?
90 days.
Within 90 days.
Okay. I personally do not know. As counsel of the company, I've looked at the issue more from a mineral board standpoint than a conservation standpoint. We can certainly research that expeditiously and get an answer. I just can't tell you right here, right now.
Will the 90 days get you the permit and into the dredging process? That would just get you the permit and then...
A lot of it's a function of what kind of permit they have to get. Some of them can be just a simple 25-day advertisement, so we could be looking as early as 45 days before you get out there. Some of them will require a longer advertising period, which, you know, we'd be looking upwards of 90 days.
But the 90 will be a sufficient amount of time to accomplish what they need done.
I hope so.
Okay. 90 is what we've asked for.
Okay.
And we, of course, think that's sufficient. Now, I can be a very cautious lawyer and say, I don't know what the future holds. And so, you know, we may be back saying the process took longer than we anticipated and present the facts that relate to that situation at that time.
Right.
Okay.
Are there any additional questions or comments from the board? Are there any public comment at this time? Any motion and second to accept and approve the report for recommendations by the staff?
I'll move to accept staff's recommendations.
Motion for Mr. Segura, second for Mr. Diaz, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Any motion and second to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
I have a motion for Mr. Arnold, second for Mr. Diaz, and this review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
Okay, call to order the nomination and staff evaluation committee meeting. It's time to have a roll call. Mr. Segura?
Here.
Mr. Arnold?
Present.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Diaz?
Here.
Mr. Morton?
Here.
Mr. Sanders? Mr. Schmidt? Ms. Smith? Mr. Klein? We have a forum. Also, our point, Neil Pott noticed my designated present the agenda item. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. O'Hara, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval of the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 38 tracts in the official journal of the state and in the official journal of the parish for where the property is located for today's lease sale. There was a recommendation to withdraw tract 43013 containing 2,459 acres situated in the Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana. This tract is one of four nominations submitted, of which three nominations overlap State Place 200. State Place 200 was terminated and is pending a proper release. Therefore, it's staff recommendation that tract 43013 be withdrawn.
Okay, any public comment on this item? Comments from the committee?
I have one question. The tract being withdrawn, there were a little bit of loss there, correct?
That is correct, sir.
All in favor, I need a motion.
Who's accept?
Mr. Starling. Second, Mr. Diaz, all in favor.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
And the final item, 70 nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 13, 2013 lease sale are pending approval by the board for advertising. The staff recommends that they be given the authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations received at the Office of Mineral Resources for the February 13, 2013 lease sale.
Any motion and second to accept staff's recommendation?
So moved.
Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Diaz. Any public comment on this item? Comment from the committee? All in favor? Any opposed? Motion and second to adjourn this committee. Motion by Mr. Arnold, second by Mr. Morton. Please, thank you for your comments.
So I'll commit to order. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Diaz? Mr. Cordero?
Here.
Mr. Schutz?
Here.
Mr. Segura?
Here.
And Mr. Morton?
Here.
With myself, we have a form. And I'll have an appointment. I'll just break with me.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Item number one on the audit agenda is a recruitment request for Apache Corporation for an overpayment in the amount of $54,449.84. State lease numbers involved are 20223 and 20224. For July 2012, Apache paid oil royalties based on an incorrect volume. This resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment was made and recommends that Apache Corporation be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
You've heard staff report recommendation. Do a motion to accept it. Move by Mr. Smith. Second by Mr. Schutz. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed? Motion carries. Item two, please.
Item number two is a recruitment request from Encana Oil and Gas USA Incorporated for an overpayment in the amount of $157,268.07. State lease number is 20476. From May through August 2010, Encana paid gas royalties when another party was responsible for the full royalty. Staff has reviewed the documentation, confirmed the overpayment was made, and recommends that Encana Oil and Gas USA Incorporated be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Thank you. You've heard staff report recommendations. Get a motion to accept, please. The move on this, Mr. Segura. Second by Mr. Morton. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. Item three.
Item number three is a recruitment request from JW Operating Company for an overpayment of $35,734.49. State lease number involved is 18371. From May 2011, JW Operating paid gas royalties based on an incorrect volume, which resulted in an overpayment. Staff has reviewed the documentation and confirmed the overpayment was made and recommends that JW Operating Company be allowed to recoup this overpayment from future royalties.
Thank you. Your first staff report recommendation. Move Mr. Gore to accept the recommendation. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the item carries. Item four.
Item number four is a penalty waiver request from Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated for a penalty of $13,536.78 billed to the late payment of royalty. On March 26, 2012, Clayton Williams Energy paid the state a total of $370,565.75 in late royalty for February 2010 through January 2012 disposition. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding less than 3 years. Clayton Williams Energy was late because it was waiting on a severance tax refund associated with the tax exempt well. SR reports were promptly filed once the severance tax refund was received. Clayton Williams Energy Incorporated paid $4,790.57 in interest on September 21st, 2012. In accordance with penalty waiver protocol, we are recommending a 75% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $10,152.59, with a balance of $3,384.19 due to state.
Thank you. You've heard the staff report recommendation. Got a motion to accept, please.
Move.
Move by Mrs. Segura. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee?
I have a question. They said that they were late because they were waiting on a severance tax refund associated with the taxes as well. Is that a standard?
That's valid. Yeah. Severance tax is a deduction from their royalty.
Okay.
So it is valid.
Any other comments or questions from the committee? Any from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none, the motion carries. Item five.
Item number five is a penalty waiver request from Harvest Group LLC for a penalty in the amount of $14,872.85 billed for the late payment of royalty. On July 25, 2012, Harvest Group paid the state a total of $41,455.80 in late royalty for January 2010 through May 2012 disposition. This payment was not related to a bill audit. Royalty, again, was outstanding less than 3 years. Harvest was late because they were involved in extended gas imbalance negotiations with Explore Energy Operation Company. Upon completion of the reallocations and all revisions, SRs were promptly filed. Harvest Group LLC was billed and paid $3,999.91 in interest on September 20, 2012. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver. The amount of the deduction would be $11,154.64 with a balance of $3,718.21 due to state.
You've heard staff report recommendation. Do you have a motion, please?
I'm going to accept staff
recommendation. Move by Mr. Dorff to accept. Second by Mr. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Are you hearing none opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Item six.
Item number six is a penalty waiver request from Stone Energy Corporation for a penalty of $14,068.10 billed for the late payment of royalty. On April 5, 2012, Stone paid the state a total of $84,639.58 in late royalty for June 2010 through January 2012 disposition. This payment was not related to a field audit. Royalty was outstanding for less than 3 years. Stone was late because they incorrectly assumed royalty was not due on flared gas when a pipeline is under repair. State royalty reports were filed as soon as they were made aware of the error. Stone Energy Corporation was billed and paid $2,831.27 in interest on May 31st, 2012. In accordance with protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver. The amount of the reduction would be $10,551.08 with a balance of $3,517.02 owed the state.
You've heard staff report recommendations. A motion to accept, please.
I'll
move by Mr. Dorff, second by Mrs. Smith. Any comments or questions from the committee? Any comments or questions from the public? Is there anyone opposed? Hearing none opposed, the motion carries. And item seven.
The final item on the agenda is the staff report to the committee that the election for December 2012 gas royalty is to be paid on a process basis at the Discovery Plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin Plant at Henry for the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you, Ms. Newman. Are there any further items on the agenda? We are adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to call the legal and title controversy committee to order. We'll call Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Shute.
Here.
Mr. Cadero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Mr. Morton.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Mr. Smith.
Here.
Ms. Smith. Mr. Graves and Mr. Klein. I believe we have a quorum. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going to appoint her?
I designate April Dewey to present these agenda items.
Item number one is a request for a lease amendment between the state, Hillcorp Energy 1 LP, and Louisiana Land and Exploration Company LLC, whereas the parties request to add the force majeure language and the other required paragraphs to State Lease 301 in Terrebonne Parish. This lease amendment has been directed and advertised and is on the docket at item 1246. The staff does recommend final approval of this item.
Move the final approval. All right, we have a motion by Mr. Arnold. Do we have a second? Second by Mr. Cordero for approval of staff recommendations. Any questions from the committee? Any other comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. Item number two is a request from the Attorney General for an extension of time to present a study on the Winter Loose Corporation. And you guys may remember several months ago you had requested the Attorney General's office to prepare a report to you and have it to you by January. Unfortunately, we have experienced a recent surge in litigation on the Red River. And as you all know, with litigation, we sometimes don't have control over the time delays. So at this point, the Attorney General's office is basically knee-deep in Red River litigation and other litigation that we've had. So they are requesting a four-month extension at this time, and staff does recommend granting that extension to them. And Ron Seidman is here from the Attorney General's office if you have any questions.
All right,
thank you. Ryan Seidman with the Attorney General's office, just here to answer any questions. But we do, as April noted, request a four-month extension from the original deadline date of the report, which was January, so I believe that would make it your May meeting if it's granted.
Just one question. Honestly, the AG's office has been working on this for the last 6 months.
I don't remember. Something like that.
May and June meeting. Obviously, they're making some progress, correct?
Yes.
How many staffers are working?
Staffers are working on it.
Attorneys are working on it.
How many attorneys are working on it?
One.
This is just me. Let me explain a little bit if I can. I run the Lands and Natural Resources section.
Very well.
And
what's that?
Very well.
Thank you.
And I share a staff with the environmental section. Between the two sections, I believe we have about 8 attorneys total. Those attorneys are tasked, statutorily in most cases, with representing the Department of Natural Resources, Environmental Quality, Wildlife and Fisheries, the State Land Office, the Division of Archaeology, the State Mineral Board, Louisiana Cemetery Board, occasionally the Department of Transportation Development, say the River Authority, the two major levee districts in the New Orleans area, and the Coastal Protection Preservation Authority. So, as you can imagine, the time of my attorneys is spread down on any one thing. April did correctly note that we have become inundated with Red River lawsuits in the last few months, but quite frankly, that's not the only reason that we need an extension. Here's the reason. Number one, I can't spare the staff on any given day to work on this stuff. I have been working on this along with an in-house historian that I have on staff who has been assisting me with the background research. I've been working on the legal issues. He's been working on the background research. But very frankly, in addition to the statutory agency and board duties, we also share duties dealing with the BP oil spill and hurricane response. So, you add all of that together, and we are taxed beyond our limit. If the board will recall, when it issued the resolution charging our office to issue a report, analyze the Winter Loose Issues and issue report by January, that resolution was passed by this board, I think in response to, and maybe this is my incorrect assumption, but I think in response to, or at least in tandem with, a House resolution that was pending in the legislature at the same time. The resolution here passed when we got our charge to do this study. The House resolution did not pass. The difference between the two is that the House resolution would have authorized funding for us to staff up to research this issue, which has gone through complex legal and historical permutations over at least 80 years. I'm not 80 years old. I have not been alive for the duration of these issues. And so it is a learning curve. Certainly the legends and lore of the Winter-Lose Corporation are something that I think many Louisianans know something about. But the actual history, and more importantly from our perspective, the legal nuances and the law that applies and things like that, are things that I don't intuitively know, neither does my staff. So we're having to back up, learn, and research this thing. The issues are vast. They are, if correct, significant. And for that reason, and for the extreme duration of these issues, 80-some-odd years, we simply can't accomplish this with our current staffing needs within the amount of time given. I expect that the 4 months will allow me, as some things are coming under control and settling down, to reallocate resources and add attorneys to work on different issues. However, you know, I can't guarantee sitting here today that I won't be back in May asking for another extension. But at this time, we think that 4 months will give us time to adequately and completely research the historic and legal issues and come up with a meaningful, and I think that's the key here, a meaningful report on the issues that the board has asked us to look at. So in the interest of completeness and getting this right the first time, I think we do need, we need an extension if we were to come forth with something in January. I would not be comfortable even putting my name on it. It wouldn't be right.
Appreciate it.
Any other questions or comments from the committee?
I'd like to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation.
Okay. We have a motion to accept staff's recommendation on an extension for the Attorney General to present study
on the Winter-Lose Oil Company for 4 months.
That was our request, yes.
From January.
January, so it would be to the May meeting, is our request.
Okay, do we have a second? Second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment? Please identify yourself for the record.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Keith Precione, and I would like to address the board about the AG's request for an extension tonight and make sure that the board is taking these matters as seriously as possible. It's been stated before, the Attorney General Caldwell and the Governor General has received campaign contributions from the actual heirs. That concerns me as Joe Citizen as to where I stand. The state has a New Orleans attorney willing to take this case right now at no cost to the state. And that man was Smith and Stagg Law Offices. Why does the state or the AG office need extra time when this law firm won this case 6 months ago? Seems a total waste of taxpayers' dollars, and I'm asking you to please evaluate and make sure the AG is doing their duty. And I will offer my help. I've got over 30 years invested in this, and I've been all over the country. And it's hard to just look here in Louisiana and find out the true facts about these people. You know, it's from New York on down here. And Mr. Long was a wealthy person before Winter-Lose even started. And it's a lot of involvement in that time. I'll just leave it short. So, I guess I'll leave Ryan's question out. I met with Ryan, in 2008. I brought all this up to him. And he knows the offense and defense we have. And there's other matters involved. And nothing was ever done. I never heard back from him, but no avail. So I just want reassurance this time that something's going to happen for the citizens of Louisiana. That this may be the fifth time it's looked at. But I guarantee you, if I'd have known that the House was going to throw at us, they wouldn't have won one of those arguments. If I had to prove to this fellow why it never passed each time, 1934, with Mr. Gus or Mr. Ike. And that's what I'm afraid of, too. I hope and pray to my God that this is not going to be another A.G. Richard Iyer fiasco show by the Attorney General Caldwell. So let's start again and set history embedded in the truth once and for all time. It's up to you guys. This time, make sure it is done right by the Attorney General's office. Political corruption and influential few have had their days long enough, and it's time for the citizens of Louisiana to have their day. What is this board going to sell it for? Please vote for the citizens of Louisiana and their rights. And I wish you guys all a happy and blessed holiday season. Thank you. Any questions?
I appreciate your hard work and your offer to help the state attorney general's office. Personally, I have to thank the attorney general and their staff. They've always done superior work with the Office of Mineral Resources, and I certainly appreciate you keep doing that. Thank you.
Okay.
But
I do have one more thing I'm embarrassed of. Just to show you, I have over 3,000 names of Louisiana citizens that wrote in and just signed the petitions and approved for what we're doing and looking for us. So picture 3,000 guys in here right now, you know, wanting the same answers.
I think half of them can call me as well.
So. Okay, thank you.
I'm Norman Paul Billia. Merry Christmas to you all. My time of year. For 75 years, nearly $100 million in today's dollars that could have been used to build levees, build breakwater islands that would have saved the wetlands from slaves and storm surges. Our true wealth of our state was stolen by conspiracy, collusion, apparent fraud, intimidation, and neglect of public good. There are thousands of people pulling out carpet, tearing out sheetrock from current storms. All the hurricanes of the past, all of them, should not have caused the flooding and misery to the extent that they've had, including Katrina, Betsy, if the monies would have been always given to the state as it should have been, and barriers could have been built. The growth of the wetlands is viable, it's funded. The fisheries would expand. All spills could be combated with new technologies. The people of Louisiana will know about actions. You have an ability to right a severe wrong. What are you afraid of? We don't know, because this has been going on since 1926 in my family directly. Our oath, your oath, a covenant, is to the people of Louisiana. I will not do anything that compromises the greater good for the citizens. The greater good is to rescind the leases and let the oil companies pay all the citizens of Louisiana through this, you guys, righteous board. Because you would not be sitting up there if you did not have the souls of a good people. Merry Christmas again. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thank you all both for coming here and discussing this issue. Board is committed to finding out, digging more into the issue and finding out some answers. And that's why we'd like the Attorney General do a third job, and if they need more time because of these issues, that
we could act. We just want to get it done right this time.
Well, then you better get it done right.
The thing that happened in the Judicial Committee was a fund of $500,000 to research and do this. Since these programs have shown, we have a law firm that's willing to pay for everything for the people of Louisiana.
Right.
And the Attorney General will tap into this wealth of knowledge and expertise that my friend Keith has done. It would be a relatively quick, fast, instant decision.
Okay. Well, thank you for the offer. And thank you. Any other public comment? If not, all in favor of the motion and second? On the floor? All opposed? The motion carries.
Item 3.
Item number 3 is a request from Extra Operating Company LP to escrow royalties regarding State Lease 6760. What happened here was in July of 2011, Expo came to the board and asked for authority to escrow on state lease 18353, and this is the subject of that web lawsuit, the tax adjudication case that was discussed a few times. The board granted authority for them to escrow the wall fees for state lease 18353, but they didn't ask for authority to escrow on state lease 6760. They did actually escrow the royalties for both leases. The reason they didn't ask for authority to escrow the royalties on 6760 was because based on the language in the lease, they didn't believe they needed the authority. And based strictly on the language of the lease, they don't. But there is a statute that requires them to either pay the royalties directly to the Office of Mineral Resources or to ask the board for authority to escrow those leases, and that's revised statute 136. So we have since then discussed this with ESCO, and they are now retroactively asking for authority to escrow royalties that they have already actually escrowed. Okay. The bottom line is no harm has been done here, and the royalties have been accruing interest in an approved escrow account. So we do recommend granting the authority for them to escrow royalties on state lease 6760 retroactive to July 8, 2011.
All right. They don't have a problem with our auditors here because of this, because they haven't paid.
There's no problem with the auditors because they haven't paid the auditors. The auditors and I have discussed this, and we all know, and we have verified and reconciled the SOR reports to the funds that have been placed in escrow. There is a side issue with some of the funds that have been put into escrow, but it's completely unrelated to the litigation and to this particular issue. They've actually put more money into escrow than they should have, but like I said, it's a completely unrelated issue. But we have worked with Mineral Income on this, and all of the auditors are aware.
Okay. Great. Any questions? Discussion? Do we have a motion?
How much do you bring up over to escrow?
We have a motion by Mr. Allen to grant authority for the staff recommendation to retroactively approve this escrow. It's already escrow.
Exactly.
Do we have a second? Mr. Morton, seconds. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed? That motion carries.
Thank you. That's all we have for today.
All right. We need a motion to adjourn the legal and title controversy committee. Moved by Mr. Cordero, second by Diaz. Any public comment? If not, all in favor? All opposed, motion carries. We are adjourned.
I'd like to call the document review committee to order. Call the roll.
Here. Here.
Norm.
Present.
Hoffman.
Here.
Cabello.
Here.
Mr. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Sanders. Harold Smith.
Here.
Lee Smith. We have four. Mr. Dennis, you can present for the safety of the site.
Good morning. The staff of the Petroleum Land Division of the Office of Mineral Resources have reviewed those items requiring board approval for the December 12, 2012 docket and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve items number 1 through items number 9. Item 10 and 11, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items number 12 through items number 17. Item 18, approve subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve items 19 through item 25. Item 26, we have to defer because of an ownership issue. Please approve item 27. Item 28 and 29, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item number 30. Items 31 through items 33, approved subject to the approval of the Governor of Louisiana. Please approve item number 34. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, state agency lease transfers, the renewal office submitted for this category. For category D, Evercon proposals. Approve item number one, subject to the approval of the government of Louisiana, and this will complete the staff's recommendation to the Department of Youth and Young.
Are there any comments from the public? Any comments from the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
I'll move it.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. The staff recommendation is approved. Do I have a motion to join the Department of Youth Committee?
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Department of Youth Committee is approved.
Board meeting will convene at 11.
Martin, second by Mr. Arnold.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you very much.